Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Don't sweat the technique. Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Should we feel upset that Deshaun Watson tore his Achilles? So, a lot of people... Sorry, this text just threw me off. It rattled me. It says Alby just signed a 5-year, $185 million deal. He signed at Jeremy's neighbor in spring. It's a little terrifying.
Oh.
I'm a little worried.
Someone knows we're
Should I be worried?
But there was someone that's mentioned
Campbell
in the past
had to move
that,
for that.
That you guys are neighbors.
Should I be worried by this? I'm a little worried by this.
I mean, believe me, there's a lot of psychos out there that are rabid.
But are there any stalkers out there? I think I have one. I think I have a stalker. Actually, yes. You know what? I'm a little honored. I'm a little honored to have a stalker. I've always wanted one. I've made it.
Is there any chance this is Honey Glazed Branham?
There's always a chance. There's always a 10% chance for everything.
Yeah.
There's always a 10% chance for everything. All right, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked. I got rattled there. I was like C.J. Stroud against the Blitz. Deshaun Watson tore his Achilles yesterday.
Too soon.
He tore his Achilles yesterday, Deshaun Watson. And the Cleveland fans were thrilled. A lot of the teammates, and we'll listen to a couple of the teammates, they were not too pleased with Deshaun Watson being cheered that he tore his Achilles as he was being carted off the field. Should we be upset that Deshaun Watson tore his Achilles? 713-780-ESPN. If you did not hear the fans in Cleveland, how, like, people say Philadelphia fans are ruthless, listen to how ruthless the Cleveland fans are.
Just an unbelievable scene. Deshaun Watson carted off the field just seconds ago. Just from both teams giving him words of encouragement.
If you can't make it out, they're saying you deserved it. Can you believe that?
Deshaun Watson, unbelievable.
You deserved it, says the Cleveland fans to Deshaun Watson as he was being carted off.
Yeah, that's too much. I don't think you ever cheer someone's injury. You know what? You can be ticked off he hasn't lived up to the contract. You can hate him for the way he's acted off the field. But it's pretty tacky to cheer someone's injury.
Okay, so the you deserved it part was not real. That was dubbed.
That's
but a
WWE.
Lot of people on the Twitter were falling for this. They were falling for it. Yeah.
I had heard the cheering. I did not hear that.
You
didn't
including hear the you some people it? At the flagship
you gave,
fell for it.
You gave a very serious take, so I didn't know if we got you.
No, yeah, that's the first that I had heard of that. I had heard the cheering. I had not heard that, but I didn't want to be wrong. Like, if I missed it, I missed it.
I was trying to prank you with the you deserved it part, but then you like went right into your real take, which is a very good one. So I don't know if we got blankers or not.
Yeah,
Do you think we got him?
I don't think we did. I think he was unsure. Like I think I should have heard this by now.
Yeah.
But he wasn't selling it.
He didn't go into the Cleveland fans are the worst.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we really got him.
I was hoping that he would just go into this diatribe about how the Cleveland fans are awful and they shouldn't yell that you deserved it. But he didn't give us that. So I don't think we got him.
No, I think point blankers on this one.
Yeah, I think so. I think blankers got us. He didn't fall for our silly childish tricks. But, yeah, there was a lot of people on the internet that thought that was real.
How long was Jameis Winston's quote on it? Or when they asked him?
Yeah.
It was quite long. I had to cut it down.
It was about a minute and a half. We'll get to 30 seconds of it here in a second. But, no, the booing part of it, and, like, I understand where the Browns are coming from. Like, you defend your teammate. Like, that, to me, it's being a good teammate. Even if you don't necessarily agree with, Deshaun Watson or believe Deshaun Watson, or maybe you do believe Deshaun Watson. Like, part of it's being a good teammate. I never root for people to be injured. Although half of me does like justice, but I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not true. I'm not rooting for Deshaun Watson to get hurt. Now, do I feel bad that Deshaun Watson's hurt? Nah, I mean, he just tore his Achilles. He didn't die. He didn't die. He tore his Achilles. He's going to be just fine. He's got tons of money. Deshaun Watson's going to be just fine. Do I feel bad or sorry for Deshaun Watson? No, I don't do that. If I was at the game, would I be booing for him? Probably not. I don't think I would have booed that. I think I would have just sat there in silence. Maybe I would have chuckled and laughed a little bit at the crowd booing him, because that did happen. They were booing Deshaun as he was leaving the field. I wouldn't have booed him. But at the same time, I don't feel bad.
What has more integrity right now, the structural integrity of Deshaun Watson's Achilles or Deshaun Watson himself?
Probably the – I don't know. It's a zero on both. It's a zero from both of them.
Yeah, I
remember the Barstool take at the beginning of the year that he's a better person than he is a quarterback?
He's such a bad football player that he's becoming a better person than he is a football player. That's kind of what I was going for there.
Everybody's telling us that it was fake audio and that we got like we didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's WWE. We know.
Yeah. Here's the thought on like I don't feel sorry for Deshaun Watson. Sorry. I'm sorry. Whatever. Sorry. I'm not sorry. I don't feel sorry for Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't have booed him if I'm in the stands or if I were a Browns fan. I wasn't booing him yesterday, but I'm not sorry that, you know, he's hurt. Deshaun Watson's going to be just fine. He didn't die. He just tore his Achilles. He's going to have some rehabilitation. He's going to be just fine. He's a multimillionaire, and at best, he's a very questionable human being. So I'm not sorry about it. Now, here were his teammates, because the Browns fan did boo. They didn't yell, "You deserve it." That was dubbed. But here are a few of his teammates, a couple of his teammates, about the fans booing him. Here was Jameis Winston with Deshaun being booed.
Raised. I was taught to love no matter the circumstances, especially for people who do right by you. I'm grateful that I had a chance to serve Deshaun, but I am very upset with the reaction to a man that has had the world against him for the past 4 years, and he put his body and life on the line for this city.
He talks like a wrestler. Jameis Winston always talks like he's cutting a
that
promo.
That was so Jameis.
I know.
Overly emotional, put emphasis into his
It was
speech.
Like a preacher.
Yeah, it was like a preacher. Yeah.
Like, do you believe in the man that gave everything to you?
Yeah, a little bit of that, for sure. There is a lot of... I don't want to quite call it sensationalism, but there's a lot of dramatic pauses and like a dramatic cadence. And I really feel like Jameis Winston's cutting a promo, getting ready for his wrestling match, like against the fans of Cleveland. Like, I feel like he is calling out the fans of Cleveland and he wants to take them all on in a match later tonight. But that was Jameis. I do want to see Jameis Winston play. He did play yesterday, but he was like the emergency third quarterback.
Yeah, that was weird. That I thought that he'd still be the number
two. This was the first game. Yeah. This was the first game. He got demoted to the third string. DRT got promoted to the second string, but then he like messed up his thumb. So Jameis Winston came on and actually played a little bit. I hope that Jameis Winston plays because it'll be entertaining. And then here was Myles Garrett talking about how Deshaun Watson doesn't deserve to be booed.
Man does pretty much everything right. He's been a model citizen through college and most of the pros.
Whoops.
He called him a model citizen.
How is he? Where has he ever been?
He says, even beyond the model citizen, he says, like, he does almost everything right. Well, there's kind of a big butt in there.
He does almost like.
And he cannot lie.
Yeah, well.
How was the play, President Lincoln? Like, he was very much almost a great play. For most of the play, it was really good for Abraham Lincoln. He's been a model citizen for most of his pro career, says Myles Garrett.
I think it would be better to say he snookered a lot of people for a lot of period of time, especially in Houston. And a little bit at Clemson, and the fact that he was a model citizen, or at least he acted like it when he really wasn't. But yeah, that's a stretch.
Yeah. So I mean, I understand the element of there being good teammates. Are they out of touch with reality?
You can
maybe
be a good teammate though without saying he's a model citizen.
Yeah, he probably.
You
could
say, "Hey,
away.
Man, it's not like we put it like James, like you know, obviously put aside Jameis's preacher voice, but you could say like, hey, man, we put our body on the line. We care about this. We want to win. You know, it's not right to boo us when we get hurt. You could say that, and that's fine. But for Miles to say, well, he's been a model citizen. I mean, that's obviously
wasn't
far
Titus a big defender of his?
Yeah.
Yeah, so at a certain point, you can't defend him anymore when the allegations keep coming and the things keep coming up. But, you know, yeah, maybe he's a great buddy of yours, but...
What would you say if you're a player? Like, you were a Brown. I don't care really how you feel about Deshaun, but you were asked after the game, what did you make of the fans booing for Deshaun Watson? This has happened in Houston, by the way. The Texans fans at NRG, when Schaub was hurt, I don't think it was the Liz Franck. I think it was the next year or 2 years later. It might have been the shoulder injury. They were booing him whenever he got injured.
I just think from a fan base perspective, I would say, hey, look, that's not who we are. We're classier than that. You know, you may hate the guy. You may have your own personal feelings about the guy. But I just think you got to look deeper to say, I'm not going to cheer for someone's injury. You can be completely against and you can boo him every time, you know, for what he did when he walks on the field and does those kind of things. I just think that as a fan base, you can be above that to say, I'm not going to cheer because a guy got hurt because it's an awful look.
Yeah, that's too long of an answer for me. I would be like, fans can do whatever they want. They buy the ticket. We hope that Deshaun's going to be okay. Like, I would be so short, give the media absolutely nothing. Nothing. And hopefully they wouldn't use my soundbite and recycle it whenever you see people that are defending Deshaun Watson. I think that would be my play, but different strokes for different folks. A texter saying, no way that was Myles Garrett defending Deshaun. Actually, it was.
It was.
We tried to
There's
get
video.
You once.
There's
we,
video.
We tried to get you once, but that was actually a real one. Okay, no politics here. I'm very sad about Deshaun's injury, says 2180. I was enjoying laughing how each week he sucked and was one of the worst quarterbacks. There is a lot of entertainment lost here. But you can add entertainment if you go with Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston can fill the void of entertainment that was coming from the Cleveland Browns' tragic offense in 2024. They are tragic. They're dead last.
There has to be a decently high chance that Jameis is better than what Deshaun was, because Deshaun was literally the worst. Like, his two seasons at Cleveland were literally the worst Cleveland Browns quarterback performances since they returned to football in, what, 99?
Mm-hmm.
There's a greater than 0% chance that Jameis is way better than Deshaun.
Probably DRT too.
I think that's probably right. I think that as much as we thought it was a lost season because we knew Jimmy Haslam wasn't going to allow anybody to bench him, that they might be actually capable of playing some more respectable football now because they probably have two better options at quarterback than they had until Deshaun went down. So it's absolutely fair to think from a football perspective they might be better off.
DTR, by the way, not DRT. 6-3, 2-3, any chance Watson faked the injury? You can literally see his Achilles rupture.
No.
I heard somebody else say that, too.
He went down like a gunshot.
The NFL, the players, everybody, the physicians, no one's going to allow that to happen to where you can just sweep that under the rug. Yeah, let's just pretend that you got an injury and you can walk away.
If you're going to fake an injury, there are other injuries you can fake. Oh, you know, my ankle doesn't feel good, or my wrist. Or he had the issue with the shoulder.
I was going to say, because you can do like arthritis, because it's really hard to, you can say, hey, it hurts every time I throw the football. Then they can look at it, they can do MRIs, but there's still a possibility. You're still feeling pain from what you had done.
Yeah, if you're going to fake an injury, you can't go with Achilles tear. That's not the injury that you can fake. And again, there is video from the backside, pause, where you can see it rubber band like snap. Because you can see those things. 6-3, 8-1, Browns players are so out of touch. Myles G. has the nerve to say Watson has been upstanding citizen, laughable. I get being a good teammate, but come on. Yeah, he probably went too far there. 4-6-3-1, Jameis sounded cringy. I thought Jameis sounded awesome. He sounded like, I want to hear more Jameis Winston wisdom. Get him to the podium each and every week. 8736, ain't no way Miles was describing Watson. He was, there's video. Was that Jameis Winston or William Shatner, says Josh from Seabrook. Did that sound like Shatner?
No, I took that as like a 1980s wrestling promo.
It was almost Ultimate Warrior-y.
Well, Warrior yelled too much for it to be Jameis.
It's like the one where the pilot one, like he went up in an airplane. But there was a lot of like, you know.
Yeah, I could see that.
Gargling with the Warriors. 6381, if I was a player, I'd say it's unfortunate he got hurt and hope for a good recovery and we were to move forward. That's probably the best way to do it.
Is there any chance, obviously he would never say this publicly because he couldn't, but is there any chance Kevin Stefanski is in private rooms a little happy?
Because
I think he's probably wanted to bench Deshaun but couldn't. And obviously he doesn't want Deshaun to get hurt. He doesn't want it to happen that way, clearly. But he gets to play a different quarterback and maybe save his job.
Yes. Yes.
There's no question about it in the peace of his own mind and not saying anything publicly or maybe saying very little even to his coaches. I think he absolutely feels a huge sense of relief that he can do what he wants to do now. Yeah. Even though he didn't do it himself.
Yeah, he might only tell his dog that, but yeah, the answer is yes. 8576, all I can say is that karma is a... 0837, if I was one of Deshaun's teammates, I'd probably say something along the lines of, that's blanked up. You don't cheer injuries. And I'm like, y'all, I don't feel sorry for him at all. All right, let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Vera, you're in the hive of the bees. What's up?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you letting me call in. Look, I as a for former Watson, we were all in the Watson camp and he was our quarterback. Yeah. But the strange part for the Browns still is they still, I think, owe him like $180 million after this season. I mean, that's a lot of dead money to write off, right? I mean, that's like 2.5 times, well, not quite 2.5 times, the amount of dead money that the Broncos wrote off to to send Russell Wilson packing. But on a more serious note, considering how poor our offensive line play was, do you think Caserio or Texans will be looking for some trade, at least on the interior offensive line, before the trade deadline? And what is plaguing Tank Dell here? I mean, he seems to have been a ghost for a better part of the season. Wanted to kind of get your thoughts on it, guys.
Yeah, I think to the first part, Vera, if he's not, then he's not doing his job. I think that what we're talking about with everything being on the table, as D'Amico said, and the fact that you knew how bad, how putrid your offensive line was, especially in pass protect yesterday, that we talked about this last week. We talked about the fact that Browns are one of those teams. Jacksonville could be one of those teams. There are going to be teams out there that you know are already folding up their tents, planning for the draft, and basically saying, we got no chance this year, that you should be monitoring closely before the trade deadline. And if the Browns have a decent offensive line and they've got some guys that are on your radar, go see if they're available. Go check out and kick the tires on what it would take to get at least one of those guys, because you know that you got less than an offensive line in certain areas, and you could improve them between now and the trade deadline.
Yeah, I want to see what a couple of configurations look like before I get to that point, so you better hurry up and do that, because you're just a few weeks away from the trade deadline. I'm not there yet with this offensive line because of that. Tank Dell, look, Tank Dell's about opportunity. I still think Tank Dell's a very good receiver. I think he's going to be just fine. I think that a lot of it's opportunity. Stephon Diggs is taking away a lot of his opportunity, rightfully so. Diggs is better than Tank Dell right now at this stage of their career. And then you look at the two games where Nico Collins has not been around because he's been on the IR. Tank Dell was really good last week. He wasn't good yesterday. Was Tank Dell the reason he wasn't good yesterday? The touchdown pass, you could say absolutely. But other than that, the entire passing game was poor. And why? Why was the passing game poor yesterday? Was it because of Tank Dell? Or is it because of the offensive line?
Yeah, it was because he had no time to throw, and the fact that and they even mentioned it. You know, you got your guy that created so much versatility in so many ways, and Nico Collins being out as well. This was just like one of those situations Romo was spot on about. This is the least ideal game for the Texans in their current receiver situation with the defense that was played and the amount of pressure they put on him.
5045, Jameis Wisdom is a great name for his future podcast. It really is. I love Jameis Winston. Just listening to him is awesome. It is so good. Pretty sure Alpe and Jalen Green have been extended. Yep, we talked about it a little bit ago. Masterclass by Rafael Stone. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's grade C.J. Stroud's worst performance of this year. How low are you willing to go? It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN
97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
University of Houston takes on the Utah Utes. Homecoming Saturday, October 26, 6 p.m. TD ECU Stadium. Get ready for a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments, the most underrated conference in the nation. Nothing beats the tradition, pageantry, and the roar of the crowd at a Houston Cougar football game. Tickets start at just $15. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets. That's uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, wear red as we pack the stadium for homecoming. Right now, we're giving away a pair of tickets. First caller to 713-780-3776 that tells us who the Houston Cougar Heisman Trophy winner is. They've had one Heisman Trophy in program history. Who is that Cougar? 713-780-3776. First correct answer, a pair of tickets is yours to Utah and Houston homecoming this Saturday, TDECU Stadium. And head over to uhcougars.com/tickets to pick up those $15 tickets ahead of homecoming. All right, let's grade C.J. Stroud. What did you make of C.J. Stroud's performance? Compare him to Jordan Love, the boxing grade there, and then just the letter grade when it comes to C.J. Stroud's performance a day ago.
Yeah, I think he lost the fight. I guess you guys with your boxing term, 10-8. I don't think it was close.
Knocked him down twice.
I thought Love made a couple of mistakes, but Love still was able to generate yards and points and touchdowns. And I thought that CJ overall is one of those weeks where I can't give him a passing grade. I'm going to give him a D. I know he was running for his life, but I mean, the turnovers were there. The yards were completely unacceptable. Yes, he was running for his life, but it's just one of those situations where you're going to have days like that, and I'm going to give him C minus D plus.
I give him a big, giant F. Worst game he's had this season. Is he responsible for all of his poor play? No. But even when he had opportunities to make some throws, he didn't succeed. He was throwing behind receivers. He was throwing behind receivers. He was underthrowing receivers. He looked really poor. Jordan Love had the two interceptions. You're right about Love. Love can give you the football if you wait. I think he's really good whenever he has time. Like, if he has a clean pocket, I think he's going to pick you apart. You make it a little bit muddy for him, I think he'll give it to you. And that happened twice yesterday. He made a couple of errant throws.
But you know the other one we talked about was, I told you all he was going to be on his back foot. And there are times when he gets on his back foot. That's that last play that he tried to make where he got on his back foot and he just threw it so high that Murray couldn't make a play on it either, because there was two that he overthrew Watson off his back foot that could have been picked.
Yeah, I mean, the Bullock pick was overthrown.
That was two.
It was
right.
One of the overthrows. He had others, sure. But still, Jordan Love easily won this battle. 10-8, I think, is a good one. But I give C.J. Stroud a big, giant F. He wasn't very good. The offense obviously was atrocious. If you get held under 100 yards passing, is it all your fault? No. Is it any of it your fault? Some of it. The offensive line, biggest reason for blame. You can say scheme. I'm here for that. But Stroud has outshined that stuff a lot this season, and he didn't in this game. I thought he lost his composure a bit as well. You had him running the ball a couple of times, taking some big shots. You had him jawing with an opponent. He's like flopping on the sideline. I think that he lost his composure a bit because of his competitiveness, which I like that. Like, I'd rather him err on the side of being competitive versus being cool, calm, and collected all the time. But from a quarterback, you can't really lose your composure. There was a couple of third and longs where I thought he made the wrong read, whether it was not, you know, reading the blitz before the snap and then seeing it at the snap. There was a couple of times where I think he was trying to do too much instead of just taking the short intermediate route that, yes, was below the chains, but maybe you give your receiver an opportunity for a catch and run first down. Stroud, because the offense was so bad and because Stroud played nowhere to his standards, I give C.J. Stroud a big, giant F.
Sound like John McClain over here. Pathetic F-. I'm probably going to be a little soft here on his grading.
Soft.
Yeah, I know. You can go ahead and say it multiple times. That's fair. But I am going to grade him a little bit of a curve just because of how bad that offensive line was. Now, obviously, not all of it is on the offensive line. CJ shares some of that blame. So I'm certainly not going to give him a good grade. I'm not going to go as far, though, as giving him an F. Especially in that, like that play to Hutch where he, one of the few times he was able to avoid the pressure, get outside the pocket and make a great throw. It was still there when he had a chance to show it. So I'll go ahead and give him a D, which I guess in some places would be a passing grade, but is about as low as it can get. But I'm not quite willing to give him an F.
F for me. What is your greatest, Stroud? 713-780-3776. 5608, I think Green Bay took a page out of Minnesota's playbook by crowding the line in, to confuse CJ, but the line as well. Listening back to LaFleur, whether it was after the game or even today at his Monday press conference, he said that it was their priority defensively to create havoc on CJ Stroud and make him uncomfortable from the word jump. They did.
They
made him incredibly uncomfortable. They attacked the offensive line, and that's a big reason why C.J. Stroud played so poorly. 8022, C.J. gets an F for this week. Only had 5 points on my fantasy team. No one cares about your fantasy team, 8022. Yeah, but I mean, Stroud was 10 of 21, 86 yards. 10 of 21 for 86 yards. Like, how is that not an F, guys? You're right. Brian, you're being soft. Blankers, you're being soft. He was 10 for 21 with 86 yards. He got sacked 4 times. He only completed 6 more passes than sacks he took.
But you're in part quoting an offensive
line staff. He's the orchestrator of the offense. He's the leader. He's the maestro of said offense.
Yeah, it feels like the same argument that would say wins are a quarterback stat, which I vehemently disagree with.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because you're crediting an offensive line statistic to the quarterback.
The sack part of it, sure, although holding on to a football can certainly be a quarterback thing. But if an offense has a bad day, if an offense has a good day, a big weight of that belongs to the quarterback.
Yeah, but like, I mean, just listen to the earlier conversations we had talking about how we got to find different combinations of offensive linemen to see if we got to make a trade. We're not talking about, I mean, that's to me the answer. If we're talking about shuffling up the offensive line, trying different combinations, maybe making a trade, is because the offensive line performance was arguably the worst we've seen under DeMeco Ryans.
Sure.
And that, I mean, obviously that's going to directly affect the quarterback standing behind them.
Sure. C.J. Stroud wasn't the biggest reason that the offense was so bad yesterday. But was he a reason that the offense was so bad yesterday? Yes. Two people in the class can have an F. The offensive line could have had a 32 on the test, and C.J. Stroud could have had a 58. He outperformed the offensive line, but I don't think he gets a passing grade.
I gave him a D. It wasn't like I gave him a great grade.
Nothing. Anything above failure here is a bad grade. Is a poor grade. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Keith in downtown. What's up?
Hey guys, love the show.
Thanks.
I will grade C.J. Stroud a C. Texas had a chance to win it at the end. Stunning.
Said
that Dalton Schultz continues to not be involved.
Get him, Jeremy.
Keith, why are you so soft? Why are you so soft with C.J. A C?
I'm going to give him a C because they had a chance to win. Mixon was over 100.
He was handing the ball off to Mixon. I could have handed the ball off to Mixon, and Mixon would have had 115. How are you giving C.J. Stroud points for handing the football off?
They had a chance to win. McManus snuck it in.
They had three turnovers, the Packers did. C.J. Stroud was 10 for 21. He completed less than half of his passes. He threw for 86 yards. That's a C?
I'm going to give him a C. I'm going to give him a C also because if you look at the passing yards for all the NFL quarterbacks yesterday, nobody was over 200. Mariota.
Jordan Love was 220.
There was only one over 300.
Jordan Love was 220.
Jeremy's best friend.
Nobody.
Love.
Nobody was over
Love. There was one player in that game that was over 200. There was one player in that game that was over 200. How are you giving C.J. Stroud a C? He was 10 for 20. That's enough of Keith. All right, Keith. Thank you for the call. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the compliments, although we don't like those a whole lot. 10 for 21, and he's giving him a C. He threw for 86 yards. He's giving him a C.
Yeah, that's
what are we doing here?
C is obviously way too friendly.
We're babying C.J. Stroud when it comes to the grading system.
Joe Mixon almost had more rushing yards in the first half than C.J. had passing in the game.
Blankers, you were within 100 passing yards of C.J. Stroud yesterday. That's not a C.
Combined,
it's not a C.
Combined, Joel, Jeremy, myself, and C.J. Stroud had 80-something passing yards yesterday.
I threw as many touchdowns as C.J. Stroud did yesterday. Man, C? For 10 for 21 and 80, a C? Is this what we're doing to C.J. Stroud now in Houston?
I still believe
in C.J. Stroud.
I giving him a D, but C is way soft.
I still believe in C.J. Stroud. King of Twitch has been giving us grief all day. All y'all said he was top five. I still think he's a top five quarterback in the NFL. Josh Allen was 9 for 30 against the Houston Texans a few weeks ago. He's still a top five-ish quarterback. Stroud still protected the ball. Didn't throw an interception in this game. That's why Keith really loves guys who take care of the football. That's why I got a C, because he didn't turn it over in this football game. I still believe in C.J. Stroud. I still think C.J. Stroud's a top five quarterback. I think if you have C.J. Stroud, you're capable of being a Super Bowl contender. But we're giving C.J. Stroud a C for 10 for 21 and 86 yards. We got to stop babying C.J. Stroud, all right? We got to stop babying this guy. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's give out some game balls. Let's get into a little bit of a better mood. Game balls around the NFL. Who deserves one? 713-780-3776. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, got a doubleheader tonight on Monday Night Football. You don't want to drink too much, but you want to maybe have a couple cocktails as you're watching the game. May I suggest that there are alternatives to just beer and liquor? Stella Rose and Wines are absolutely fantastic, and they're the perfect add-on to your menu, no matter what you're serving, when you have friends over to watch games. The fact is, no matter what you're serving, they make a wine that's going to go perfectly with it. And it's going to have just the right amount of alcohol. Not too much, not too little. You don't have to pace yourself as much because it'll pace for you. But it's all natural fruits and excellent spices. And everything goes with what you're serving, from the wings and the pizza to everything else that might be on the menu. All available at your local retailer, whether it be your grocery store or your liquor store. It's all right there. And they are fantastic to go with whatever you're serving. They're also going to try and help you because of the fact that we're talking about them on ESPN. They want to remind you that they are going to offer you an experience to win tickets to the biggest college football game of the season by going to ESPNLADreamTicket.com. You can enter for your chance to win a couple of tickets to that big college football season ender that everybody wants to be at. All you got to do is go to ESPNLADreamTicket.com and go to your local retailer to get you some Stella Rosa wines, because they are there. They are going to be delicious. They're going to go with anything and everything that you serve from a food perspective, and they are going to make sure that they are refreshing and you are going to enjoy them. Remember to enjoy them chilled and always celebrate responsibly.
ESPN 97.5. Your
Back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Game ball's in 2 minutes. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Kenny from Kingwood, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, guys. Man, I think y'all just hit it on the head. I don't know if it was Joel or Jeremy, but
probably me.
That guy that gave them CJ a C, that's ridiculous. And we got to start holding CJ accountable. And I know our offensive line sucks right now. It is what it is. But he was running for his life that whole time. And, yeah, Tank Dell dropped that touchdown pass. But, man, he's got to figure out a way to overcome it. I'm sorry. We got to hold him accountable when he plays that bad. He threw for 86 yards or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Appreciate
we got to do something with that.
Appreciate the compliments, Kenny, even though you didn't know who they were directed at to the, at the time.
It's all for one and one for all around here.
Stroud is overcompensated for his offensive line and his scheme in the past. He didn't do that yesterday. Is that unfair to ask of C.J. Stroud? I don't know. Not if you want to be an MVP-type quarterback, top-five quarterback in the NFL. Like, you're going to have to do that. Yesterday, he didn't. One of the Twitchers, which were just full of, you know, very intelligent and sophisticated Twitchers, they said, look, if you're not giving C.J. Stroud an F for this game, you never will. You never will. So, and I think that he has an F game in his bag every now and then. He did as a rookie, and he did yesterday.
Yeah, I think the main, you know, aside from, like, a massive amount or multiple turnovers, the fact is that no quarterback in this league, you know, you can see a run-happy offense in college football where a guy might throw for, you know, close to 100 yards. But 86 yards on an NFL quarterback, no matter what you want to say about defenses in the league this year, that's just not acceptable.
Let's get to our game balls.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it.
History. All right, who are we giving our game balls to? Blankers?
Saquon Barkley gets the first one. Goes against his old team. He didn't think he was going to get booed. Didn't really matter. He got revenge on them, 176 yards, two touchdowns, and an Eagles victory.
That jabroni, Nick Sirianni, asked him if he wanted to go back in the game to get his personal career high. What an idiot. It's a blowout game. You're going to get Saquon hurt in a blowout game because you're looking for individual accolade. Luckily, Saquon Barkley's the adult in the room and told his jabroni head coach, no thanks. Let the other guys get some run. Very, very adult in the room behavior by Saquon Barkley. What an idiot head coach. I'm going to nominate Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson himself. What a genius move by Mike Tomlin. Going with Russell Wilson, hanging 37 points against a good defense. Russell Wilson hasn't played in, what, almost 10 months? And he goes for 264, two touchdowns, doesn't throw an interception. What a game by Mr. Unlimited. Steelers, let's ride.
What would be the Steelers equivalent of let's ride?
Yins ride.
We'll have to workshop that one. I'm gonna give my first game ball to someone in the Texans division. No Trevor Etienne, didn't matter because Tank Bigsby went off in the Jaguars' dominant win over the Patriots, doubling them up 32-16. And Bigsby ran for 118 and two touchdowns. Definitely deserves a game ball for the performance out there in London.
Because you're a big advocate for singular RBI, you go in singular touchdown now.
Did I say touchdown?
You said two touchdowns.
I don't advocate for that. That was a misspeak.
Sound like an elitist, idiotic baseball
touchdowns.
Guy. All right, he got
next one for me. Your boy,
Goff,
Josh Allen, 323 yards passing. The only quarterback in the NFL to throw for 300 this weekend. 323 and two touches for Bills in a victory.
I don't know if you heard this in the game. I caught the very end of it. The commentators at the end of the game were making out like Josh Allen
they
asked
were making
to stay,
out.
Making it out.
Oh.
To, like Josh Allen wanted to stay in the game and keep throwing the ball because they were trying to get Keon Coleman some work and some stats.
Coleman had a big game.
I know.
Coleman had a big game. Amari Cooper caught a touchdown.
He did.
How about that? Amari. Son of a cash or trash. Jared Goff continues to orchestrate the best offense in the NFL.
Right now they're playing like it. Well, let's see what happens tonight.
I'm Ron Burgundy. 22 for 25, 280 yards, two touchdowns. The guy's a maestro. He is a maestro. Didn't you have Goff top five MVP at the start of the year?
I did.
He did.
Excellent. Excellent decision.
Thank you.
Excellent decision.
Hey, season's not over yet.
He looks good.
He does look
good.
That
offense looks good. That defense looks good. They look like a Super Bowl contender.
You guys pretty much covered all my game balls because under Goff, you got Gibbs at 116 yards and two touchdowns and St. Brown at 112 yards and one touchdown.
Yeah.
The offense, you can say, run, pass, whatever. They're balanced. On top of it.
Sometimes you got to get a little creative.
David Montgomery, I don't remember how early in the game. They still didn't matter. They kept cruising.
But before he went out, even he was running all over the place.
Right. My next game ball goes to someone I didn't think I'd be talking about in this segment this year, but Geno Smith. I don't know if you know this, leading the league right now in passing yards, and he had another good game. Didn't need to put up a ton of volume because the Seahawks control that game easily and early against the Falcons. Missed that one last week in Beasy Money. But Geno went for over 200, two touchdowns, no turnovers. Geno Smith has been really good this year.
Yeah. Passing yards, not necessarily a winning stat, though. What do you got?
I got a sleeper for you. How about Marcus Mariota? How about a Washington team loses their star young Jaden Daniels,
right?
Starting quarterback? Yeah, and all of a sudden here comes Marcus Mariota, who a coach finally gave one more chance to, and he does his job, and he leads them to victory in a blowout fashion.
Cliff Kingsbury can call an offense, can he? I'll just leave it at that. Mariota's on my list, too. Good call on that one. Kareem Hunt, 22 carries, 78 yards, one touchdown. It was a great weekend for guys who running backs who have had some history in the past. We'll leave it at that. Kareem Hunt, game ball. What do you got, Brian?
I'm going to give one to T. Higgins. He actually outshined his
2 weeks in a row. He's got more targets than
Chase. Jamar Chase wasn't bad this game. He also caught a touchdown. But T. Higgins outshined him. 4 for 82 and a touchdown in the win against the Browns for the Bengals, who quietly 3-4. They're sneaking back into this thing in the way too early playoff race.
They do. Another game ball blankers. Okay.
Kenneth, I don't have another one.
Kenneth Walker, 93 all-purpose yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Grant Stewart, go Cougs, the most tackles of anybody this season. He had 19 tackles.
Oh, my goodness.
19 tackles for Grant Stewart. 19.
Say it again.
The most tackles by an individual in the NFL this year. Do y'all know who Grant Stewart plays for?
No idea.
You should be ashamed as Houstonians for the great university we have in our city. Grant Stewart, former Cougar, also went to Oak Ridge, by the way. 19 tackles for the team the Houston Texans will be facing on Sunday for first place in the AFC South. Grant Stewart, 19 tackles, more than anybody's had in the NFL this year. I got two more, Brian.
Kyren Williams, he's been a workhorse this year. His efficiency,
yeah, but he's returning punts this year.
So, I mean, he's still having a great season. But Kyren Williams, the efficiency wasn't there this week. A little bit under 4 yards per carry. But he did the work, carried the ball 21 times, ended up with 2 touchdowns. In the Rams win over the Raiders. Got to give a game ball to Kyren.
All right, Trey Hendrickson's my game ball for Cincinnati. A 2 sacks, 5 quarterback hits. We got to give some love for some defensive players every now and then.
Good.
And then my final game ball goes to Jalen McCullough. He's the real game ball recipient for the L.A. Rams. He had 2 interceptions in that win for L.A. We could have been like LaFleur and given our game ball to Jeff Hafley.
Hey, man.
Texans made him famous.
If you had to live with Joe Barry as your D.C. for the last several years, he deserves a game ball.
Texans made him famous. Tamara wants to nominate Russell Wilson for a game ball.
She's our resident Steelers girl.
Congratulations on finally having a quarterback in Pittsburgh, Tamara. I'm kidding. A couple of others on the text line, 8082, echoes yours, Brian, says Geno Smith for a game ball. And then 3338 gives his game ball to the Browns fans for booing Deshaun Watson.
Wouldn't the outspoken George Pickens get one?
You can give it to him. Yeah, it's your game ball.
Been really...
I mean, Najee Harris was great last night,
both
too.
Of them were, but Pickens has been really outspoken and really criticizing everything. Yes. And he
was also
up.
One that kind of broke the news that Russell is going to be starting.
Are the Jets done?
It feels like it.
Oh, yeah, now they are.
It feels like.
I mean, Devontae had, 30 yards last night? He wasn't. I mean, you would expect it to get better in week two, but, yeah, it feels like they're done.
Feels like they're done, though. All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day. What are you nominating for car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. It's the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, a word from mybookie.ag. It's the place you want to be if you're going to put money down on the doubleheader tonight. There's still 2 football games to be played. And if you want to put some money down, it's the place I always suggest you go because they take care of you who are putting money down on sports all the time. They're doing it again right now with a double your first deposit bonus. Right now, when you go to mybookie.ag, use our promo code BET975. You literally are going to cash in whatever you put in up to $1,000 because whatever you put in, they're going to put the same amount in on top of it almost immediately. And you're going to have more money in your account, more games you can bet on, and more chances that you can win. And now they've got a loyalty program as well called MyBookie Plus. Once you get enrolled in that, when you sign up and make your first deposit, the more you play, the more you're going to get up to the different tiers and the different levels of the MyBookie Plus program. When you get higher on the tier list, better promotions, better deals, and even better chances you can win because they're always trying to take care of you. But you always got to remember our promo code BET975, even when there's not games going on. And there's always games going on between soccer and now hockey getting started and college and pro basketball on the horizon, as well as the World Series and all the college and pro football. If there's a chance you just want to play casino games, you don't feel like flying to Vegas or driving to Louisiana, MyBookie.ag, live dealer standing by for casino games as well. Check them out today, MyBookie.ag. Use our promo code BET975. Do what I always tell you to do. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, with the only place I tell you to do it, MyBookie.ag, and use our promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.
You alright?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me a bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Buzz Williams Show, first one of the year. Friends with Jack Easterby. Starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Prior to that, it'll be the Boss and the Gloss from 6 until 8. They're having a Hall of Fame quarterback on today at 6:30. Warren Moon will join Boss and Gloss at 6:30. Greatest professional Houston quarterback of all time? Question mark.
Well, he has to be at this point.
Hired Jim Kelly.
Oh, yeah, because I know he played for the Gamblers, but I'm not going to call.
I don't know
him.
What kind of numbers you put up with the Gamblers.
Yeah, Warren Moon's still.
I know Warren
Moon
was pretty damn good.
Your tennis fan is right now looking back at
viral Warren. Ever.
No, it's definitely Warren Moon.
Well, what's your opinion on it, Jeremy?
Yeah,
Kelly was probably the better quarterback, but within this time frame of being in Houston, I'd probably go Moon.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be like saying Randy Johnson, greatest Astros pitcher ever. He was here for such a short amount of time that you can't do that.
At his peak.
Sure.
How many years did the Gamblers play here?
Like two or three. He was however long the USFL was in existence. It's like 2 or 3 years.
Trump got a dollar in that lawsuit from the NFL, by the way. He won the lawsuit against the NFL. Got rewarded at his $1, a whole doll hair. But yeah, check out Boston Gloss. War Moon joining them at 6:30. They'll be on from 6 until 8. All right, what are you nominating for the car wreck of the day, Blinkers?
You just mentioned it. I'm going to nominate
Warren Moon.
I'm going to nominate Donald Trump, regardless of what political party you are with or support or anything like that. He went off script in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, the home of one Arnold Palmer this weekend, and decided to mention in his way of defining Arnold Palmer, the man, quote, when he took the showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable. He went on to say, I had to say we have women that are highly sophisticated here, but they used to look at Arnold as a man.
Why do you think they called him the king? Why do you think they called him the king? I'm going to nominate Texas Longhorn fans. $250,000 fine. Students have been stripped of their student passes to go to games. Texas fan, act like you've been there before. It's a big game. Act like it, Texas
fan. It was
bad.
It was embarrassing. I'll co-sign that. I'll give my car wreck of the day to two NFL teams. One, the Jets. How are you going to give up what you did to Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson's been mid since, 2020 was the last time he was great, and you get crushed by him. And then to the Panthers, look, I know you're the worst defense in the NFL, but Jaden Daniels throws two passes and you give up 40 points to Marcus Mariota? Awful.
It's nice of you to call them NFL teams.
Yeah, barely. Yeah, they're kind of the single A's right now.
I got another one if you don't.
Go ahead.
Gerard Mayo calling his team soft. Bill Belichick went back at him, too. He's like, they led the league last year in the rushing yards allowed. There's nothing soft about them. And usually teams take on the attitude of their head coach. Teams are usually a reflection of their head coach. I'm not really comfortable with Gerard Mayo as the head coach of the New England Patriots. What did he ever do? He rode the coattails of Bill Belichick. He made friends with the owner, Robert Kraft. He never did anything outside of New England. He gets handed the job, and this is back-to-back weeks now where he is blasting his players. This isn't good.
Did you? And then it finally did come out what we all kind of had guessed on, that it was actually in writing that he was promised to be the heir apparent to Bill Belichick. They put it in his contract.
It was in writing?
That it was in writing. They put it in his contract when whatever he was, associate head coach or whatever, when Belichick was still there, Kraft said, to make sure he didn't lose them, he put it in writing that he would be the next coach of the Patriots. He was that sure.
I mean, it was all like, we knew that, right? I didn't know it was in writing.
Right. That's crazy, though, that an owner would put it in writing.
They should, like, it was what Brian Barrett said the other day when he joined us. They should have hired Vrabel.
No doubt. I was just about to say, hired Vrabel. I think we're close to a flame-out in Vrabel being their head coach pretty soon.
It depends on how tight Kraft is with Mayo, if he loves Mayo. Dre wants to nominate Stephon Diggs' pregame antics and then no-showed in the game. And then Alex wants to nominate the Texans' offensive line for their inability to protect against blitzes or just simply stunts. They're sending four and getting pressure on C.J. Stroud. 1984 says C.J. Stroud, car wreck of the day, 6967. Got to be the Green Bay Jets, trusting Rodgers to run the organization.
Amen to that.
All right, so what's winning here? We got a lot of good ones.
Yeah, we got a lot of good ones. A
lot of good ones. I'm going to go Texas fan. I think they're all... I'm just kidding. I'm giving Brimacki a little bit of grief. I kind of liked it. It was kind of fun. Although you shouldn't do that. Do not condone that.
Throwing trash on the turf.
Yeah, well, Kirby Smart. What a precedent we're setting.
Who's worse than...
I mean, I think the Texans offensive line should win.
Oh, that's a good call. I'll go with that.
Yep. Congratulations, Alex, for nominating the winner of the car wreck of the day, the Texans offensive line. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to BMAC for the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Keep it here. Boston Gloss coming up from 6 until 8.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.